This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Ann Katzenbach with local news and commentary for today, July 22, 2022. The town of Gorst, located at the bottom of Sinclair Inlet between Bremerton and Port Orchard, primarily consists of stores, auto dealerships, and espresso stands. But small as it is, Gorst is the target of a combined effort by the Washington State Patrol, Bremerton Police, Kitsap County Sheriff's Office, and Port Orchard Police, who are conducting high visibility enforcement, also known as HIVE, H-I-V-E, patrols in the 5-mile radius of Gorst. The first of four HIVE patrols, conducted on July 14th, resulted in 54 traffic stops, 67 violations, 33 speed contacts, and 5 criminal offenses within a 4-hour period. While the HIVE lasts throughout one day, the focus area is saturated with patrols during peak times when serious injury fatality collisions have historically occurred. Most of us know this stretch of road. Several roads intersect in strange ways, and the highway is narrow and curvy. The number of traffic violations noted by the police on July 14th in just 4 hours should sound a note of caution to anyone coming or going to Bremerton on Route 16. And be aware, there will be at least one more HIVE patrol in the coming weeks on this hazardous section of highway. The Dungeness River Nature Center, next to an historic railroad trestle on the Olympic Discovery Trail in Squim, has more than tripled in size. It opened last week after an extensive expansion that includes a lovely new building. The nonprofit center is partnered with the Jamestown Tsklallam Tribe and local and national Audubon societies and offers nature-based workshops, classes, lectures, and events throughout the year. The Nature Center hosts field trips on the river to 4th and 5th grade classes from Jefferson and Tsklallam School District and accommodates homeschoolers who visit with their parents. The new facility includes a large meeting room, a fully equipped catering kitchen, and a large plaza for outdoor events. Hurricane Coffee at the River offers drinks and pastry Tuesday through Sunday, and the center is open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sundays from noon to 5. Follow direction signs to 1943 West Hendrickson Road in Squim. For more information and directions, go to DungenessRiverCenter.com. Last week, the Squim City Council gave tentative approval to a partnership with Bird Rides Incorporated to take delivery of 60 electric stand-up foot scooters. People who have lived in cities with electric scooters and now live in Port Townsend have voiced serious doubts about the idea. Most say there are many things that can go wrong or become complicated, including recharging, repairing, sidewalk safety, weather, right-of-way rules, collisions and liability, rough trail riding, and of course, occasional lapses of common sense. To make marketing the scooters more financially feasible, Bird Rides is looking to neighboring cities to add scooters. Port Angeles has been approached. Stay tuned. There's plenty to do this weekend. Tomorrow afternoon, there's an author event on the lawn at Port Townsend Library, an album release concert at Rain Shadow Recording at Fort Worden, and a show of pocket yachts at the Maritime Center. Also, throughout the day on Saturday at the fairgrounds, Relay for Life hosts a mix of events to raise funds to end cancer. On Saturday and Sunday, pack a picnic and go anywhere. But if you enjoy classical music, head to Concerts in the Barn in Quilcene. Sunday evening, you can hear Latin jazz and learn how to dance the salsa at Finn River Farm. Summer outdoor venues are everywhere for sipping and listening. If you start to feel sedentary, go for a history walk around town or browse for seasonal bounty at either of the county's farmers markets. So get out, enjoy the sunshine, and put a mask in your pocket just in case. And that's it for today's news. KPTC 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and at noon on Saturday. Have a great weekend.